You know, the classic dead axle scenario. How do we fix a dead axle? Well, it's sagged out and it's got problems. We want to raise the trailer up so we can... Why don't we put 15-inch wheels on a 61 Bambi? That's a good idea. And how do we do that with the same axle? Well, they cut the axle off and they put a rectangular tube and spaced the axle down relative to the frame by 4 inches. And welded it all back on again. So still a sagged axle. It went through an awful lot of effort to do a terrible job. And then they put 15-inch wheels on it, and then, of course, they had to cut the wheel wells open more as well. So this trailer looked ridiculous.
Oh, no. Yeah, that's a lot of work just to put a bad axle back on.
Yeah.
You know, I guess I did. Someone who ever buys my trailer, they'll find something that I did as a crazy PO.
Right, like they might find the street sign that you used in the was it the floor or belly pan or something?
Yeah, I put a street sign up on the bottom of the floor to keep people from screwing in from the top into my tank. Yeah, it's not so much as a crazy mod, but taking off the 2-inch coupler to 2 5/16.
Yeah, that would be a crazy mod.
That would be
sure.
A crazy. Oh, man. Anyway, yeah, that's true. It's all perspective, I guess, isn't it?
Yeah. We had one customer that came in with a 2,000 34-footer, and this was 5 or 6 years ago, I guess, and they'd had the tongue extended to put a generator on the front, and... You know, they had it done at a shop, a supposedly capable welding shop, but they cut the old tongue off about a foot ahead of the body and then put plates on the top and the bottom of the original tongue stubs, went straight sideways, and then put some other C-channel underneath there and made a new A-frame up front. So the loads going through the A-frame, when they got near the body, they became like a Z, where the loads got transferred into the trailer.
Oh, no.
Needless to say, this had fatigue cracks. One side was about 3/4 of the way through, and the other side was about halfway through. Yeah. And this is a 10,000-pound trailer at that point with all their stuff. And when I pointed this out to them, they were, needless to say, kind of taken aback. It had a Hensley hitch on it as well, so this thing was really hanging out there.
Oh, my gosh. But
yeah, it was not a pretty sight. It took quite a bit of effort to re-engineer this thing to work, and it's been working beautifully ever since. But, boy, that was a rude awakening for them.
Yeah, that's a crazy one, all right. We got a few posted here on Facebook. This one's from our buddy Dave. He says... previous owner, not too bad. Did a few crazy things, like made an eighth inch cut to install a shelf properly. Just jammed it in there with a rubber mallet. So instead of making the cut, he just shoved the shelf in there with a mallet to force it in place instead of just trimming it to fit.
Wow.
So that's good. He says also when they broke the toilet seat, he repaired it with a plastic seat from Lowe's. It didn't fit right.
Yeah, well, the Inventor Trailer Supply does have sort of miniature toilet seats that I think come from the marine world. But anyway, they're designed for the smaller toilets used in an RV.
Yeah. I don't know why you couldn't get a modern toilet seat for an RV. Nothing like that would be that big a deal.
You would figure.
Let's see. I put a request out on Air Forms for some stuff. This one's from Jim Clark. He says, my previous owner crazy mod was that the propane link in the copper supply line to the stove was repaired with electrical tape.
That sounds pretty code compliant.
Yeah, you think? Wonder how long it took to find that one. Oh my gosh, it's crazy. You know, why would you even think of doing something like that? That's probably